Good evening. I want you to think about the most beautiful sunrise that you've ever seen. You have that in your mind right now? I'd ask you to close your eyes, but I'm afraid some of you would go to sleep. So I like to go walking every morning right before the sun rises. I also like to listen to music while I'm walking. So one morning I was out walking and I was listening to Praise and Harmony, and a song came on titled, "Nobody Loves Me Like You." So tonight I'd like to share a couple of verses with you, and I promise I'm not going to sing those. I'm not going to even try. Verse 1, morning, I see you in the sunrise every morning. It's like a picture that you painted for me, a love letter in the sky. No one loves me like you, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true, and nobody loves me like you. Psalms 19, verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork." Hebrews 13, verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." So if you've had a bad night or you're facing some difficult situation the next day, think about that sunrise, that glorious sunrise God prepares for us every morning. And think about how much God loves you. Verse 2 of this song, it says, story. I would have had a different story, but you came down from heaven to restore me. Forever save my life. Nobody loves me like you, Jesus. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." I really don't even want to think what my life would have been like without having Jesus in it. It would have been a very sad and dark life. So what about your story? Do you need to add Jesus in your life? John 14, verse 15 says, Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments." He also said in Matthew 28, verse 19, he told the apostles to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So, do you need to be baptized to start your story with Jesus tonight? Or do you need to get back on track? Do you get your story back on track? You can have the brethren pray for you. If either of these situations apply to you, you can come while we stand and sing.